express yourself.
Okay. Hello. Hello. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, YK Delta and beyond. This is another edition of Talkline. It's June 29th. I'm Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Ratchek. Good morning.
And we are here ready to take your calls, take your emails, your agreements and your disagreements, whatever you're grateful for, anything you'd like to share online. And it looks like we got some callers coming in. So we'll give out those numbers and you can be anonymous or not. Oh, we have John Nick. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline. You are on the air.
Morning. How you doing, Dan? You over there by your lonesome?
No, but Peter's here.
Hi, Peter. How you guys doing there?
Good morning, John.
Good. I just wanted to greet both of you.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Anyway, 4th of July festival is coming up, you know.
Yep.
And some of these villages are selling tickets I put on Facebook. They should have a representative here come and sell for their village raffles here, because a lot of people can't either go there or, you know, they can't go and buy tickets over at that village. It'd be a lot better if they had a representative come here. They could make money for the raffle and sell to people who really want to enter it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would, you know, we have no way of going over there. I mentioned that a couple of times during the raffle. I don't know if they charge for the booth or at the stores or some, or they can just ask the personnel, I guess. I don't really know how they go about it.
Mm.
But that'd be the best way to sell the tickets, because a lot of these raffles during the villages have really good raffles. And I know people are interested in buying tickets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they can make the money and we can be interested in the raffle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll be coming up, so just give it a thought, you know.
Yeah,
I giving it a try.
I heard from on the radio that Napakiak usually have an event before the 4th of July, but this year they say they're not due to, I don't know what reasons, you know, they're going to be, how you call it, postpone it until a later date.
Probably funding and stuff. But I'm sure they'll rebuild that up and have another one. Some of these villages don't have the 4th of July recognition. Some of them do, but they have a couple of days later that they have festivities, you know.
Yeah.
Which is good. And I just thought of that and good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Gillespie meeting's coming up. I don't know if I'll be able to attend, but somebody should bring that up at about that large unit running for any unit you want instead of designated areas that you're supposed to be. You know what I mean? People who can run at large for any unit. That'd be a lot better. You'd have different ideas, and you wouldn't have that ELUC system, what they have now. It's been going on too long. They have the ELUC system, somebody's potential, and they'll hire the ELUC before they hire the potential people. It's been going on for years. We just don't hear about it. I hear a lot about that kind of incidences, you know. We need to get out of that and change that. People who are running at large, meaning you can run for any district you want, and the different ideas combined together would be a lot different than the people who are associated with there and who have all the say because they belong to a corporation, you know.
Mm.
That's all they belong there, so your word don't mean nothing to me. It's got to get out of that system where we can all have different ideas, different ideologies to work forward instead of being suspected all the time of, you know, being whatever reason you might think it might be, corrupt system or whatever your ideology is on that. You know, it'd be a lot fairer for a lot of people here. I think it would be. Anyway, I want to wish everyone a happy 4th of July and the 4th of July. And please be safe and don't drink and drive and have a good, enjoyable weekend.
Okay.
Good, yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome, everyone. Thank you.
Okay, John. Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Now, Peter, I got a couple of emails
that
I was going to tell you about. Now, one is just a reminder that Talk Line is English program, English speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wrote me and asked me to say that, so I'm saying that. And then a long email explaining the life cycle of the salmon. Because last week, some people were thinking that the smaller salmon go back and forth, and the larger salmon, when they spawn, they die, and the others go back and forth to the ocean. Now, this emailer gave me a long description of the life cycle of the salmon, indicating that once they go up to spawn, that's it. And I guess if you've ever seen the condition of salmon once they've spawned, it looks obvious that they're not going to make it back to the ocean and one year later make it back up river again. And that's why some people say not to take the larger salmon, because they have double the eggs. Now, the DNA, the genetic diversity, because those bigger salmon are strong and you want those legs to get laid because they're represent maybe a strong gene pool. That's all I'm saying. Now,
it would be nice to hear from
people
someone.
What do you guys think?
Different people, yes. What your opinion is on that. You know, I really thought that there's younger salmon that, come back again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but now you're saying that they're probably not. So it would be nice to hear from someone.
Yeah, like what do people think about that? Because I think it probably is information that's kind of a big deal, because if you only target the big salmon, because you're thinking, well, those little ones are going to go back and come back and forth a few times, well, that could be risky, because you're going to be taking the salmon that are perhaps the strongest, who have eggs that might be important in terms of the genetic the strength of that strain. Of that particular salmon. So
very interesting.
There you go.
Yeah. So let's hear about that. If you got something you're to say about that, we would love to hear from you. Our numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954. Or you can email at radio@kyuk.org, and then you can call in or email anonymous if you like, but we'd love to hear from you. Whatever's on your mind today is your show, your talk show, and we welcome anyone to call.
Thank you. Yes. All right, so we have Renee on the line. Good morning, Renee. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yay.
Yay.
There's just two scenes I'm going to chat about a little bit today.
Okay.
Two
the
things.
The first one being that, yes, we are having a Bethel Fair. So, folks, start making your arts and crafts, take your photographs, do your carvings, build things, grow the best vegetables. We're going to do that. We're going to do it over the weekend of the first weekend in September. I don't think it's the first, it's the one after that. It's the 7th, 8th, 9th, that weekend.
Of September. 7, 8.
So a little bit later than we usually do it.
Uh-huh.
So give folks a chance to do some canning, bake their best pies, all that sort of thing.
Now, I think, just to be clear here, I think I put my dibs in first to be to be one of the judges of the pies.
Right. We will be looking for judges, and we'll.
Well, you found one right here.
that's usually the ones that I have no problem filling.
That's why I'm saying it now, because there's going to be a rush for that one.
And those of you, there's going to be a cribbage tournament. Casey will do that again, I'm sure. And
that's neat.
We're going to ask Fish and Wildlife to do their bird thing. I'm hoping I can talk Tim Myers into a visit for the farm, for those who haven't ever seen his farm, and he can show that off. So we're trying to think of community events. So if somebody has something they'd like to head up and volunteer for helping with the Bethel Fair, please get them a hold of myself over here.
Mm-hmm.
At the Cultural Center, my number is 543-4538. Now, the other thing I'm going to mention and hope that I get people interested in is the Taste of Bethel, We will be doing that again. That is on August 18th. I would invite any chef out there or person who has a kind of like an ethnic cuisine, the background that they're going to do, like I did Greek last time,
mm-hmm.
because that's my heritage. So if you're interested, you want to do that, I'm only going to take 18 slots. I'm opening it up to the cooks that were, the chefs that were, did it last year first, but everybody should call me. I'll put you on the list. And I have a young woman coming in next week, volunteering for the whole month of July, who's going to really help set this up. She wants to do a cookbook of the 18 different dishes or whatever, all the things that people make, with a little bio on each chef. So,
what?
Yeah,
that's so
we're
cool.
Gonna make a cookbook. So if you're interested in participating, call me. Call me at 543-4538. Let me get you on the list. And we'll have organizational meetings later this summer. But I just wanted to get the word out. Bethel Fair is happening, and Taste of Bethel is happening. Contact me if you want to participate.
I would like to invite all Filipino women to make leche flan.
Oh man!
That yeah. Okay? So please
best,
have that booth.
The best one that I know so far, and I'm just going to put this plug in now. My favorite flan is Melinda Fleming.
That's the one I've had. Oh my gosh! And I work with her.
I know.
Melinda, if you're listening, how come you haven't been bringing that to work more often? Oh my gosh, yes, that's delicious.
She is. And I challenge anyone else out there to make flan to see if you can knock her off my top of
the list. You know what? It's going to be a flan off.
Yeah.
She can enter it in the fair, and I will judge that too.
Oh, how nice of you to volunteer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, mm-hmm. you guys.
You're welcome. Sounds like a wonderful event.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So next on the line, we have Walter. Good morning, Walter. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Walter out of Napaque. Just to get the word out, usually have our July activities in July. But during July, we're going to have a road project getting started pretty quick. And for safety reasons, we decided to go ahead and postpone it until our road project here in Napaque is finished. Mm-hmm. We will air it again for safety reasons. It's going to be quite a few with heavy equipment here. It should last about at least 3 weeks, but just to let the folks out there know, we will have our July activities when our road project here is complete.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Understood. Yes. Okay.
Okay, Koyana.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. That is it. Okay. So you're going out today, right?
I'd like to, yes. Still an hour away or so.
I know.
Yeah.
Peter happen. May be leaving Talkline a little early today.
Yes, I'm planning on so I can get ready, and then the fishing starts at noon today.
Oh, noon.
Six.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So a 6-hour opening today.
Yeah.
And the same rules apply, apparently, 6-inch or less, mm-hmm. and 45 mesh, 25 fathom, mm-hmm. from Johnson River on up, and then but below Johnson River, you can have a full shackle net or 50 fathom net if you'd like.
Huh.
Because reasoning they say is because they have wider river down below,
mm-hmm.
and a lot more water out there.
Yeah.
So yes, but there seems to be a lot of fish out there. I went out yesterday to check on fish camp, and there's a lot of fish jumping out of the water.
That must have been hard to see.
Yeah, it was.
You wanted to grab one with your hand.
It's
hand.
Good to see that. You don't see that very often.
That's
but,
nice. Yeah.
That's a real good indication that there is some salmon out there.
Good.
So I don't know what exactly, but I think after today, people are going to find out that there is a lot of salmon out there,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of think it might be a lot of chum and rets are coming in now,
mm-hmm.
and then most of the king maybe have passed. I don't know.
Yeah.
But last Sunday, there was a lot of people reporting. Seemed like, at least the ones I seen, you know, they were catching a lot of king last Sunday.
Oh.
So,
oh, yes, that's what I heard, too.
Yeah, so there was a lot of salmon, you know, a lot of it, a good number of it, maybe king, you know, because I seen people fishing around, talking to people fishing around Bethel. They were, you know, they had tupfuls of fish. Three boats I seen, you know, their fish tubs were plumb full all the way up to the top.
Oh, okay, good.
You know, so, yeah it's looking good out there, and then... There's color in the fish camps now. You can see red now.
Uh-huh. So that's a nice way to put it. There's color in the fish camps.
It's a good sight out there.
That's great.
So
now let me, Julia, is that a, do you have an email? Oh, no. Okay, I thought she was signaling an email to us.
Yeah, so our lines are open.
Mm-hmm.
Please feel free to call. Today's a really nice, cool-looking day outside. The wind seems appear to be calm. And so, you know, and then, and I know when it's not too hot out there, the fish, you know, seem to like it. They swim a little further up, or, you know, towards the surface. They're not swimming as deep. So, so it's going to be interesting today. I think mm-hmm. People should be prepared to catch a lot of fish if we go out.
Then they can have the weekend to get them set up properly and.
Yes. Know. Yes.
Yeah.
So
now, do you mostly smoke yours? Do you make Salunic? Do you do a little of everything?
Little of everything.
I
yes.
I like that Salunic.
Yeah, that Salunic is.
Salunic.
Yeah, Salunic. But some people say Salunic. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But in our coastal language, Chupik language, we say Salunic.
Oh, Chulunuk.
Yeah.
Oh,
so now you know both sides.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Actually. Yeah. So we have John from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a nice day out there.
Beautiful.
Well,
yes.
Awesome.
Good to hear an elder, the other Olympic talk show, that he knows what happened to the fish.
Mm.
You know, like, I'm on the same page as he is.
What's that?
People just overfished during my high school years when I was working in fisheries. Mm. Well, I was a fisheries worker and watching all these commercial fishing. They just overdid what they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the fish are all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I got an issue here and. You know, I've been trying to find out who to get help from, and you know, about the land issues.
Oh.
And you know, I came to find out that there's no help for us natives out here. You know.
In what way?
And losing our realty in our in our tribal organizations. And AVCP don't tell a Bethel resident. I had to look around. Even BIA couldn't help us. Can't help us.
Hmm.
You know, we got to go looking around for they were saying that I was on my own.
Hmm.
And, you know, growing up in this diverse... going to school in this diverse place. I was told that I am never alone. So I'm using, you know, I just know about that, and I know there's some help out there. You know, people with I'm starting to find out that people with issues out here are starting to be real.
Hmm.
You know, it's just working against us natives. So, well, another thing, too, is I'm looking at all these diverse businesses around here, and I'm wondering why the tribal organizations or some village organizations don't come here and open up a native store. You know, because the food in stores are so expensive, and that, you know, that way we could learn something about USDA and all that good stuff. And we need a land realtor out there. We need it really bad. We need it back. I know it's going to cost millions, but, you know, money don't count for what your issues are worth. So everybody have a good day, and thank you, and you all have a good day.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks Bye-bye. For calling, John.
Yeah. So next we have Tom from Chillista. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diana, Peter. How are you two doing?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Nice
We're doing
to
well.
You.
I have not won the raffle yet, though, but go ahead.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead. What do you have on your mind, Tom?
No, we're dying of laughter. No, give us a minute.
All right.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Well, I mean, it sounds like you know what I'm going to call about, which is to remind shareholders to vote. So the final deadline to cast your vote and be eligible for prizes is Monday at 5 p.m.
Monday,
so
that's July 2?
July 2.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Monday, July 2, so just 3 days away by 5 p.m. If you have not voted yet, please, please vote. The Inspector of Elections, Ceramic Hightower in Anchorage, they have to physically have your vote by Monday, 5 p.m. So what I recommend is to vote online at chillistavote.com. If you don't have your PIN that was mailed to you on May 16 on the yellow paper, just give them a call. Call Ceramic Hightower at 677-3320. That's 677-3320. And you can ask for your PIN so you can vote online at chillistavote.com, and you'll be eligible for the last prizes. So please, please vote. This is the most powerful thing that we can do as shareholders is to vote, because it's only our votes that decide who are going to be the directors and if a resolution passes or fails. Mm-hmm. There's no more board slate. The board can no longer use your votes. It's only the shareholder votes that decide who's going to be the directors. So vote by do it today. Do it right now. If you don't have a smartphone, like a iPhone or a Samsung Galaxy, chances are you know somebody who does, and just ask them to help you out. Chillistavote.com. And then 1 week from today, next Friday, July 6th, is the annual meeting right there in Bethel. You can vote in person at the meeting, but you will not be eligible for any of the prizes, any of the cash prizes.
Okay. Wow, bummer.
And that's
for me,
at
anyway.
The high school, right?
Thank you. It's at the high school. Registration starts at 10 a.m., but the meeting itself starts at 1 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Yes. All right, so that's your main thing today, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's the big push. 5 p.m. Monday is the final chance to vote and be eligible for cash prizes. So I hope everyone votes.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom.
Hey, thank you. Yes, good morning, Tom. Thank you.
Good morning. Okay.
Our lines are open?
Yeah, our lines are open, and you can email us at KYUK. Wait a minute. I'm totally wrong on that. It's radio at KYUK.org. You can be anonymous in your email. We'll read it on air. You can also call us at 543-2756.
Okay.
Or
5985.
Sorry, I'm really blowing this. Okay.
Yeah.
543-5985. Let's see. And she's giving me our...
Okay. And
well, I don't know. Yeah, she's typing something for me.
Yeah, number.
And we have the 800 number, 800-995-8954.
Yes, and then people may be interested in on the tides in Bethel area.
Mm-hmm.
Today, being Friday, we had at 4:15 a.m. we had a low, 0.00 low, and also at 7:30 a.m. this morning we had a 1.0 high, and next tide after that 1 p.m. will be low. And this evening at 7 p.m., we have a 4.0 high tide. So.
Okay, good. All right, so we have a caller that just called in, Buck. Good morning, Buck. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. Hello. I was calling, nobody ever says thank you for things, but when it was rainy and the road was rough and all the potholes were every place in the city and on the highway, everybody was complaining and grumpy and mad.
Mm-hmm.
And then the minute the rain stopped, the highway crews, the state crews, the city crews, everybody was out patching the roads and getting rid of all the potholes, and I wanted to say thank you, and I don't know if anybody else even bothers, but
good job.
Thanks to the road crews, they got there as soon as they could.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people I want to thank is AC Store, because they got their parking lot graded, and that was like a war zone, Crater City there.
It was the Thunderdome.
Yeah, they graded it, and I wanted to say thanks to them for grading their parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's all I got today. Thank you.
Good job. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
yep.
Good to
Bye.
Hear. Positive noises coming from people like that, thanking people and about our roads. And
yeah.
We're gonna go jump right into our next caller, Mary from Bethel. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have. Two questions to ask and an input that concerns those two questions. One is on the Tuesday City Council meeting, I went to the meeting, but it was the same old, same old. And I was so tired and so sleepy, so I left. But the fact that the city planner resigned and there was no reason given for his resignation, that to me is everyone, all the citizens of Bethel, the surrounding area, should have knowledge as to why he resigned. I mean, I have my own speculations as to why he resigned, but that does not make my speculation correct or right. And to me, that should be available for public notice. And the other one is for Tom Leonard and the Trilista meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that why do we have to vote online in order to be eligible for prizes? That's not right, because from past experiences, it's not many people who have access to vote over the line. Especially from the villages. And that again, to me, is discriminatory, and it's against our cultural values. Because in the past, those people that work for Chalista are the winners, or their close relatives are winners. Again, there's something wrong with that. I mean, like, I sure would like to win $10,000, but everyone that goes to the meeting, even we vote in person, we all should be given the same chance of winning that money. Should we not? So thank you, and one other thing. The fishing is going on. And again, the way that Fish and Wildlife, the environmental conservationists, the miners and the mining entities, again, have a lot to explain. And because, like, when I go to these meetings, a lot of people are very, very sensible, very intelligent, very smart questions. However, these smart, intelligent people who work for mines, their answer is, well, I'm not a brain surgeon, I'm not a cosmetologist. I mean, nobody really needs to be those things in order to answer a simple question. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay, thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Just a quick note, and then we're going to go to another caller. The 543 numbers, when there is someone else on those lines, they just keep ringing. So it's not that anyone's not picking up, but if the phone just rings and rings and rings, it means that the lines are already tied up. And on the 800 number, if the lines are busy, the 800 number will automatically hang up when the line is busy. So you might think that we're hanging up on you or that we're not trying to take your call, but that isn't the case. It's just that we don't have enough phone lines for all the calls that come in. Okay. Thank you. I'm glad we have that note. So next we're going to go on to Nick. Nick from Chuahbalak.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, Chuahbalak.
Oh, even better.
Okay.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
You've been practicing with Chuahbalak.
Well, yeah.
When I was traveling those states and had trouble saying it over and over, I got tired of it, and I just says, well, I think the easiest way you're going to end up coming out and say it is chocolate block.
Chocolate block. Well, that's I can remember that.
Yeah. Well, you better quit ignoring my calls, huh?
Oh, come on now.
Uh-huh. But our airwaves up here has been so quiet. I'm just here in KYUK. I'm just going to let you all know that we haven't had a radio on here for quite some time.
Oh.
I think the tower in Antioch, there's something up with the power went down. And
no, they were upgrading, I think.
Okay. Because we've been pretty silent with KYUK here for quite a while. I sure miss turning on the radio and listening either to the news or Birthday Line or YouTube, on Friday. And so can't wait till the radio gets back on. And we briefly heard the lady on before we, I wish I could appear to radio on. But, let's see, with other than $10,000, I think as she was talking about with Telista, if they end up having something like this, or $10,000 or for like 4th of July on one of these villages with bingo, oh my goodness, they wouldn't have a building that would be big enough. That's what I believe. Yeah, they'll be put $10,000 to go on, like they put it in Delta Discovery, that be every village, you know, that would be piled up in wherever they're going to have that 10,000 to go on the big bowl, you know. It's almost just as important as going to a meeting. It sure attracts, I mean, how it goes, money talks, what you call it goes.
Yeah.
So, in that, we've been starting to finally getting some fish up this way. And
yeah, I was just going to ask you, how's fishing?
Oh, it was pretty slow.
Mm-hmm.
The chums and some reds, and there's more white fish this year and sea fish.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was pretty slow, but it's kind of picking up. The dogs are getting a little darker, but you know, we got to get what we can get, and I'm just happy that we're getting some.
Yeah, there seems to be quite a bit of fish down here, you know, which are headed your way. So, you know, hang tight. You know, I think a lot of them is going to reach into your area.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Happy end of June to everybody. So,
okay. Good morning. Wake up.
All a good one, and that goes for everyone.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah.
Next, we have the Magic Man from Bethel. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, there, happy people.
Okay. Yay. Yes. Good morning.
You guys are my kind of people, especially the ones that are listening, because, you know, when I was volunteering on KYUK, I don't know if you guys feel this way, but I was feeling like I was talking to everyone that face-to-face because it mattered, you know.
Uh-huh.
Whatever I had to say, and I always try to encourage, especially the young people, you know, do what they have to do to stay sober, drug-free, and out of jail. Sober, drug-free, and out of jail. Simple three key words.
Yes.
Sober, drug-free, out of jail. But anyway, you know, I'd really like it if I could call, you could talk on, because I hear all these knowledgeable people, forceful people, you know, people with energy and power in their speech, and in their communities, they're leaders, and seem like they get, you know, they get listened to back home in their villages, and I always want to call and try to suggest to them, not that I know it all, but try to suggest that, you know, for the community leaders, those outspoken on top line and leading in their community, to work with the tribe or the city on space available for support groups, you know, in their communities. You know, for the tribal or the city to make a space available for meetings. And elders can be a part of it, because that would be their time to talk to their community. And once that meeting gets established, like two or three meetings have passed, and it's now become a regular, something to look forward to, they can, do an MOA with the Alaska court system for those who are getting out of jail, you know, due to drugs or alcohol, requiring them to, as part of their conditions for release, to go to those meetings. And then during those meetings, they can, you know, actually hear how the community was affected by their drinking or drugging. And, you know, I would encourage the people there not to do no scolding. It's just, let them hear firsthand how they affected their community, how they affected their family members. You know, kids can say, you know, it's been really hard trying to grow up with you in jail. The mother could say, it's been really hard trying to raise these kids with no provider. I have to snickdock and find food from friends and relatives who are willing to give me, you know, things like that would really touch the heart, because that's what has to happen in order for a young man or a young woman to wake up from the darkness and decide to stay sober and drug-free. And eventually they'll stay out of jail, you know, because that's how it works.
Mm.
You know, not that I'm trying to say I know it all. It's just what I've experienced. And if Peter, I know you are on the Yupik Talk line, and I'm always wanting to call, be one of those callers saying, can you translate this into Yupik? See, I grew up around my grandma, and for some reason I was always having difficulty speaking, but, you know, her voice can come into my mind, and it somehow translates to English, and I understand my grandma.
Hmm.
And I speak to her in Yupik, and she slowly somehow understands English, but that's how we speak, you know. And mm-hmm. I try, and she gets a smile on her face that I can remember when I try really hard to communicate with her in Yupik. And, you know, yeah, that's what grandparents do. They try their best to help
true.
Their young grandkids. Mm-hmm. And I see that support group can work similar to the Gusgek, you know. Mm. The women can have their own little support group, the old ladies, you know, the Agnachaks. They can have the meeting for the young ladies, especially the ones who are coming out of jail, how to be a good mother and how to be a good
Now you have like about
20,
you're coming up on your 5 minutes there, just letting you know.
But,
go ahead.
You know, those are my suggestions to Peter and mm-hmm. everyone else that understands English during Yupik Talk Line. It should be a topic, you know, how could we start a support group in our community? What are our resources? And it could happen. You just mm-hmm. got to work for it. And thank you. And I'm going to enjoy the rest of Talk Line because it's my favorite show besides Dedications Live in the 90s with the Magic Man. I did that for almost 10 years volunteering. And
wow.
I loved it.
Cool.
Good.
All right.
Okay. Kuyana, thank you.
Thank you,
Magic Man.
Okay, we have John Nick. Good morning, John. Welcome back to Talk Line.
Hi, I'd like to reiterate on that lady named Mary that mentioned the proxy prize money.
Yes.
Like she was saying, she's true to the fact that everybody don't have a computer. And that $10,000, they're going to be passing out money for you to come and vote. There's something wrong with this corporation. We don't need to be paid to go and vote. The shareholders should be able to do that on their own. If they're going to have so much money like that, you just have it flat out for every shareholder, not because one has a computer. Make it fair for everyone. You know, that's not fair being the way it is now. Because a lot of, like the lady said, and I agree with her, a lot of people don't have a computer. I don't have a computer. You know, and we're losing out on that. It's a lot of that prize money, I figure, still goes under nepotism issues. We don't have the right to overcome that. We need to change the system. Why not just give us all $100 apiece and we'll go vote? Tom? You hear that? Give me $100. I'll go vote.
Sounds
give
like your cat agrees with you.
Another person who needs money to buy groceries, $100 so they can go vote. I mean, what's wrong with that story there? Something wrong there.
I think also you also get a ballot in the mail that you could send in, and then you're eligible.
Yeah, the
for
early
prices,
bird, that's $5,000. Mm-hmm. $10,000 is for the computers.
Yeah.
I don't have a computer. I don't mind half the prize money, but it seemed like all the people that distribute that money goes to certain people, like that lady was saying. Mm-hmm. You just put in a raffle in a ticket binder where you just pull out the name instead of going through the with scrutiny. That's baloney.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I want to wish everyone a good weekend again.
Okay.
Please be safe. Yes?
All right. Thank you, John.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yes, and also I just might want to mention also that Chalista does have an office in Bethel with some computers that people can come in to vote online. And
that's right.
And then like Tom also said that, you know, if you had a smartphone, you could, you know, access voting in that method also.
And then the library has computers that the public can use.
I mean, if you really wanted to get in on that, you know, there's ways that you could participate with that, you know, get a vote online and then be eligible for some of those prizes that they're offering this year.
Good. Okay. All right. We're going to move to Yvonne Waska from Bethel. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talkline. Yvonne, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Yeah, speaking on the mine. You know, Jolliston, K&A, maybe they all need to sit down and watch the Discovery's Gold Rush series. Instead of going something big that's bigger than the tank, and to me that's not achievable, and putting the whole Kuskokwim River in jeopardy of tailings pond and that cyanide spilling.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I know there's homegrown miners already. And come to think of that, how come our dads never opened up, go for mining? Or is our land too precious? I used to go hunting way up the Hulitnanya. I know how that country looks like up there.
Mm-hmm.
Or like us. Our land's too precious to touch and all that, but I think they need to sit down or tie them down and let them watch that Gold Rush series. And I already know what kind of equipment they need just by watching that program. And they even retrain the land, and I don't know if it's polluting, but from Queen Hawk all the way up to the headwaters, come to think of it, you know, each individual village will have their own mining company.
Uh-oh.
you know, that's a goal achievable, like by helping them start up and instead of going for something big that's bigger than their pants and way too big. But that came to mind, and I already know there's homegrown miners out there, and they know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they need to watch that program just like I said. And in closing, happy 4th and be safe.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Guiana, thank you, Yvonne.
Okay, bye.
Kay.
Okay. We have an email. Iris, are you going to read that email?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kay.
Okay. Concerning Friday Talkline of being English only, does that mean the callers and the talk host should be English only, not Greek, German, Jibiko, or any other national origin group? After all, there is an interpreter available at the station for translation to English. So why the beef?
Why's the beef? Why is there a beef? You know what? I just get an email. I report it on air the way the email came to me. Because Yuk is Yupik, so they feel like, well, this should be only English. But I feel awkward as a person who represents, you know, the colonizing people. I hate saying English only.
That doesn't happen very often, though.
It doesn't,
you know, it's, you know, it's primarily talk, you know, English talk show, and only once in a great while, I guess, you know. Yupik person does come on every now and then.
Well, you know, what if somebody has something really meaningful that they just really want to share, and the only way to do that is in your home language.
Mm.
You know, like the words and the meaning can't really translate as easily. And
that's right. And elders too.
Yeah.
You know, some of them cannot speak hardly any English.
Yeah.
So.
And I'd want them to feel like they could call.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
But
well,
the
that's
lines
the
are
that's
open.
Another side of it.
Anyway, we welcome anyone to call. So we got
I have a
bits
few
of information.
Yeah, I have some messages here. Oh, we'll go ahead and take Susan's call. Susan from Bethel, good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I just wanted to mention that tomorrow at Lions Club from 10 to 2, there's a craft sale, flea market, whatever, and it'll be from 10 to 2, and we'll open at 9 to set up. And I was talking to the hot dog stand people next to the hospital, and they may set up there. I told them to come by and check it out, and they were interested. Now, you won't be able to see them from the highway because of the trees and brush, but maybe they'll put it on Facebook if they set up there, or just swing by and check it out.
Okay.
They said that they were interested, and that would certainly be something we'd invite. And people can bring food donations for our food bank. The next food bank is the 21st of July, Saturday, third Saturday of each month.
Mm.
So just want to let people know to, if you're out and about shopping or want to donate food, and of course donate glasses. We always do collect glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to wish everybody a safe and happy 4th of July also.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the middle of the week. So,
yeah.
Yep. Right in the middle.
I have a couple pairs of glasses I'm going to bring tomorrow to donate.
Yeah. Well, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody earlier call about how come the villagers don't sell raffle tickets here. What I sometimes do, I'm not feeling this lucky this summer, but what I sometimes do when I see the ads in the Delta Discovery is I go ahead and mail them $20 and 5 address labels, and they get the process into raffle tickets for their village raffle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And because those ads have, it has who's sponsoring it, and usually their address, and if it doesn't have their address, the addresses are also in that a Yukon Custom Telephone Book that the United Utilities and GCI come out with every year.
Yeah.
That has the addresses of all those village places in their phone book. So I sometimes enter every single ad I see. I go send them a 20 and some labels, and they process it. And if they don't process it, I know I'm donating to something good. So either way, it's fine with me.
Okay, question,
yeah.
Susan.
Uh-huh.
Can people donate... like salmon, do you have freezer space to accept salmon?
We do. Fish? We have freezer space. And the thing is sometimes the food bank regs, we also use it for, like, we rent to Meals on Wheels. That's out of there, too. So they love subsistence food there, too. So it's not going to go to waste. If you donate salmon or berries or meat or anything like that, yeah, we got a big chest freezer. I put things directly in, and then there's other freezers in the kitchen itself and elsewhere. But yeah, we got a freezer to immediately put it in if people bring that in tomorrow.
So where can they bring it, though?
Well, we're open tomorrow from 10 till 2 with the flea market.
Mm-hmm.
In the mornings, generally on weekdays like today, it's usually open because Meals on Wheels is doing their thing there, and
yeah.
Anton's the main cook. And they're usually over there, so it's the back door. You don't go through the front. You just go through the back and drop things off that way. And he's usually there at least till 1:30, 1 o'clock. He's there in the morning until then on weekdays, which is really helping us because usually in the past someone had to call one of us to go there and unlock and meet him and all that stuff. So that's been a good feature. People can bring food donations.
Yeah.
And also, if they're out and about, otherwise I'm in the phone book under Susan Taylor, or you can call other Lions Club members. Both the bank managers are Lions Club members, and there's others around town that people know that are Lions Club members.
Mm. Yeah, I just wondered.
And people
also,
if they want to join Lions Club, they can ask us about that too.
Mm-hmm. I also wondered what's the ideal way to donate fresh fish off the river. Should they be gutted and headed or whole, or how can they?
I think they're pretty busy over there, so if you want to gut it and take the head off, that would be fine. I think that speeds things up on their end for processing it.
But I know some people enjoy heads, though, so.
Yeah, I'm not, it's at their discretion, but I think when they're processing a bunch of food for Meals on Wheels or we're giving it out and all that stuff, it's easier, I think, when they're gutted and got the head off.
Yeah, understood. Okay.
They take up less space freezing them and all that.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think nobody should be worried about, I hate it when people have to choose between feeding their family and paying a utility bill or things like that. I mean, times are tight for a lot of families out here.
That's right.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay. Kuyana, Susan.
Mm-hmm. Right. Bye.
Thank you.
Wow, that was right up on 5 minutes. Thanks. Mm-hmm. That was good information.
Yeah, really good information.
So I have a couple of events that I'll read here. Community members, especially elders, be sure to lock your doors and let those who you trust know when you're going out of town, so they can check on your home and make sure it's okay. There have been recent reports of burglarizing, so please watch out for one another.
Yes.
Guyana. And there'll be a barbecue fundraiser for Tiffany Zolkowski's campaign for State House tomorrow, Saturday, June 30th at 5 p.m. This is at 402 City Sub. Everyone is invited. Call or text 545-0557 with questions. There's a lot of there's campaign. I mean, we have a big November coming up. There's national election as well as local, state. Yeah, there's and it's good for people to start reading up or talking with other people because the vote is going to be really important. Also from city from Public Works for neighborhoods with piped water and sewer lines in their yards, brush clearing and maintenance will be occurring in public utility easements throughout the summer. Please remove any personal items away from water and sewer mains. Items remaining within 10 feet of mains will be removed at owner's expense. That's from the City of Public Works Department. Oh, my. Okay, so they're going to get busy clearing and making room for stuff. And then, as everyone knows, there's a six-hour gillnet opening today, Friday, June 29th, from noon to 6 on Kuskokwim River's federal waters. The usual net restrictions apply, 6-inch or less mesh, 45 meshes in depth. Nets lengths are limited to 50 fathoms or 300 feet from the Kuskokwim River mouth to the Johnson River, and 25 fathoms or 150 feet from the Johnson River up, from the Johnson upriver. Okay, and I think I have a little email.
Oh. But our lines are open now?
Yeah, our lines are open, so we'll give you those numbers.
543-5985-543-2756, 800-995-8954, or email at radio@kyuk.org.
Yes, you can be anonymous, or you can tell us your name and where you're from, either way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it's brightening up just a little
bit. It is, yeah. But it still looks calm. Our bushes are not swaying.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Because
you like it when it, you were telling me it's better when it's a little rough and a little breezy, dark.
Yeah, for fishing.
Yeah, for fishing.
Yes, you know, So when the weather is, I mean, that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact that happens, you know, when it's not too hot, then there's more fish up towards the top. And when it's a little rough, then they kind of like it up so they can play around or feed. Or a lot of fish out there, I know.
Yeah.
So, yes, our lines are open, yes. So please do call.
Now, for some people, this is the fish's last trip. For other people, they have a different belief.
Yeah, we'd like to.
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Yeah, we're interested in that.
Yeah,
we'd like to learn more about our fish and what happens, you know, to our fish. And then this year, people are kind of upset about not any openings, you know, early on, you know, when the weather was good for drying fish, you know, and then now I think, you know, there's going to be a whole lot of fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, were they late in coming this year? You know, I'm not sure, you know, but somebody may have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's already end of July, or June, I mean, so.
Well, my background is in New England, in the New England states, and there used to be salmon runs, Atlantic salmon runs, in all of the tributaries. They were all the time, and it got overfished, and there are no more, the salmon didn't come back. It ended.
It got overfished?
Overfished and other conditions over time. Mm-hmm. Like there was some commercial industry. And, you know, those trawlers, we know how they
like
are. They pick everything
mining
up.
Or pipelines going on around there or something may have?
Yes, there's also the conditions, environmental conditions in the tributaries changed. And then, you know, the Columbia River, once they set up the dam on the Columbia Dam.
Oh,
there used to be about 15 million salmon return every year. 15 million.
Wow.
And then through the putting up of that big dam, through other kinds of industry that disturb the water, now they have maybe 500,000 that come back.
Oh, no.
So these runs are, you know, get disturbed, and it can be devastating. Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on salmon.
Yes, and not only sure. the fish, you know, but I also seen in the news that there's shore or birds, seabirds or seabirds, I guess, that are washing up dead.
Oh, yeah, and was that southeast?
Well, yeah, western Alaska.
Oh, they're starving to death is what they're figuring out.
That's what they thought they were.
And they can't, they're trying to figure out what happened to their food source. Okay, we have a caller from Napakiak, mm-hmm. Junior Pole. Junior Pole?
Morning, Junior.
Junior.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, mm-hmm. Alaska people.
Yeah.
Talking about this Chelista.
Oh.
The Chelista. I know who to vote because that person, like our corporation, he built it up, and whoever's against him, he better have a second thought. So I know who to vote for a Chelista and this other fishing opening. It should be good. Should be good. Lot of fish are that coming in. And I hope all the people that went going down fishing catches a lot of fishes out there.
Mm-hmm.
That Kuskokwim is our main bowl for our dinner and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So have a good day and enjoy the day
for
our fishing day today.
All right. Thank you, Junior.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning to you. Yes. And then Diane.
Peter can't take it any longer. He's out the door.
I'm standing up right now. So
the boat is calling you. The water is calling you.
Yes. So
the fish are calling
you. I want
to
wish everyone a good day. You know. So and Diane Koyana.
And thank you, Peter.
So, all right.
All right. Well,
have a wonderful day.
Good luck. Enjoy it out there.
I'm just going to go out and enjoy it.
Yes. All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, well, that's going to leave me at the mic here with Iris at the booth, and we'll continue our show. Please call in. We're still interested in whether you, what your ideas are about the salmon and their comings and goings and spawning and dying. And I'm going to give out the numbers again here. The number is 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And we have a caller who refers to themselves as uh-oh from fish camp. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Uh-oh. Yeah, turning out to be a beautiful day.
Yes.
Yeah. On the salmon run, far back as I can remember, I think we're having an average season before this global warming started and we started having early spring thaws.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're having an average year. Traditionally, 4th of July was the peak of the salmon run back in the 70s and 80s.
Oh. So it's earlier now.
Yeah, it's earlier now, and we have high water, and I think we're having a normal year,
mm-hmm.
Thinking back in the 70s and 80s.
I was noticing that the water seemed high all the time. It hasn't gone down much here in the Bethel area.
Yeah, we're below Bethel, and we've been seeing pretty high water, but it's good. It's good for the Kuskokwim. It's good for everything.
Yeah.
Rinse out the Kuskokwim.
Yeah. Okay. Are you going fishing today?
Yeah, today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And do you have fish on your racks now?
6 hour opening feels like a commercial opening.
Uh-huh.
Rush out there. And I feel sorry for the people out in the tundra that have to, I don't know. It's like taking a risk. Salmon are abundant right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a good run.
Yeah.
But I hope everybody catches as much as they want. Need. Not want. Need.
Yeah. Good. So you're going to head out. I hope you I hope you do well.
Oh, yeah. Everybody has a hot spot.
And you have yours.
Yeah, I have mine.
Okay. Good.
Oh, and another thing, commercial fishermen. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few number of commercial fishermen in the Waikei Delta. And we haven't fished in so many years. And when are we going to see disaster relief funds for the commercial fishermen? And the mm-hmm. halibut fishermen down in the coast.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing really good. Everybody was buying motors and boats and gear and something good going on when I worked down there. And then somebody pulled the table rug right out from under us.
Wow.
And it hasn't been declared a disaster yet. In the southeast, one lousy pink run season, and they receive millions in disaster relief. What's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
How are we different? Why can't we get any disaster relief out here?
That's a good question.
Our fishing gear are rotting, our motors are breaking down, and basically we just need a job. Work like heck in the summertime. Well, year round. Oh, well, good morning. Hasta la vista. Thank you for your time.
Good morning. All right.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Okay, next we have Sunny. Good morning, Sunny. Sunny from Bethel. Good morning. You're on talk line.
Wanted to say good morning to Peter and all those people who are going out to fish. I hope they catch what they need. Even if it's a short 6 hour.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the days when we would go up when we needed to go out.
Mm-hmm.
We would work on the fish that we caught, and they'd be taken care of. And then during rotation, we'd get a few more. And it seemed to be easy by the time around this date. Most of us would have stopped fishing already. Some people would meet the quota that they needed, the estimate
mm-hmm.
of how long the winter is going to be, and have what they need. And now it's a lot different, and some days I get so sad. And my heart just sinks, and I think of all the times that I had in the past. We didn't go out much. We got what we needed, took care of them, and if there was more that needed to be dried, we made a count. We counted how much we needed and not go over that limit either.
You know, Sonny, go ahead. Go ahead.
We'd follow the seasons, the king, the red and chums, and we'd estimate on how much we need, and that's all we took.
Mm. And I was thinking about that the other day, like how disruptive it is to, you know, their pattern of life and the relationship that you've had with the river. That relationship gets disrupted by openings, closings, regulations.
Oh. It feels broken.
Uh-huh.
I remember just seeing people on the river. There wouldn't be that many people. Now the river gets flooded with boats, and it's a short period instead of
mm-hmm.
on and off.
Mm.
Reminds me of combat fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes we don't need that. We just need what we wanted to get.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys have a safe weekend. Enjoy the 4th of July festivities. And then maybe we could hear a report on Friday on how the festivities went.
Yes. Yeah, next Friday. But thank you, Sonny. I think it's very important and powerful what you've shared. And it really gets me thinking, and I want to keep thinking about and feeling for what's happening with the disruption or the brokenness of the relationship that you're describing. And it is there's a grief to that, right? It's kind of a grieving that goes with that.
It hurts a lot of people. I've known a few that cried when they shared their testimony. And it hurts.
Yeah, it does. All right, thank you. I appreciate that. I respect what you're saying. Okay, so we're going to go to Paul from Neboskiak. Paul, good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been trying to call yesterday. I think I'm getting mad at my other phone. That was, I don't know what's wrong with it. Anyways, I like what I hear. I do. Fish like elders. We don't know how many fish are going up. Those days, you know, it used to be really windy and lots of waves, and people, the elders, before the fish, you know, they always bring us to a... Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, we're listening.
Okay. We get us together when we were young and tell us. They'll tell us. You got to go fishing when the tide is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell us, fish do not wait for nobody. They go, you know, they don't have no directors, no bosses. The only thing they do is they just go up river, lay eggs, and have lots of babies.
Mm-hmm.
So we go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And the kings were humongous those days.
Yeah.
I like what the fishing game and the whoever's, you know, just closing and opening to increase the fish.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
We do catch at times, even there was no fishing game, at times we don't have fish. It's been going on for years and days, or whatever, generations. I am 67 years old now. You know, when I talk about my elders,
uh-huh.
When they forget something, I used to laugh looking for them. When they ask me, where are my eyeglasses? They forget like I do now. And then they sit down in their bed and say, oh, wow, I found them. You know that.
Well,
and
I don't. Yeah.
Back to the. Another thing is, you know, when we go fish camp, we need to be clean and watch our fish. Not just hang them and just go home and forget about them. That's no good. That is no good. And I want my friends, everybody else, my brothers and sisters out there, whoever's listening, please take care of your fish. And another one is...
Yeah.
I always hear about this every year. And I get in the boat and take off. And then I remember when I see another boat. Oh, shucks, my life preserver. You know, we need those that's even more sober or normal.
Uh-huh.
That accident is right in front of us. When is right there. It can happen any time.
Mm.
We do not make it happen. If we don't watch, you know, that those things are very important to save our lives. Like in commercials, I see Drowning happens way before hyperthermia. If you don't have life preservers.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, do not be lazy. You guys fishermen, do not be lazy to go out fishing.
Uh-huh.
No arms. No arm. When they ask you, let's go fishing. And then you, those people tell us, like I said, fish, do not wait for nobody. I appreciate I'm helping my sister. She's very old, getting old, and she needs help. Me and my girlfriend help. We're doing our best. At times we get mad. We just let that go and don't say nothing. It's life, you know. It is life. Anger, getting mad, loving, hoping. You know, these things are from our Lord Jesus Christ, what he gave us. Just be thankful. No, like I said, no fighting over fish. That is very important.
Mm-hmm.
The fishing game and all those guys are trying to help us to increase. And then sometimes in a couple, 2 or 3 years, there will be lots of fish. And we will be more than happy to all these fishermen
mm-hmm.
and whoever goes fish camp. That's all I have to say for this morning. You guys have a nice day, and may God be with you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Okay. Thank you for that. And thank you, everyone, for the calls and some of the heartfelt comments. It's really good to hear that. We have Nikki calling in. From the Senior Services. From Senior Services. ONC. OTNC. All right. Good morning, Nikki. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Great.
This is Nikki with ONC Senior Services, just calling to thank everybody for participating in our Elder Abuse Awareness Walk last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and that was a very great turnout, as well as I just wanted to put an announcement out there, just for everybody in the community, particularly our elders, to make sure to lock your doors, make sure that, you know, when you leave your home is secure, and if you're going to be gone for a long long period of time, to let your neighbors know who you trust that, you know, you're going to be gone so they could just keep an eye on your home, and just encouraging everybody to watch out for one another just because there have been increased reports of home invasions.
Okay. Nikki, would you mind telling us just a little bit more about what kind of abuse you are seeing in elders in our region? Or what kind of things are coming up, do you think?
Yes. So there's been different forms of elder abuse, whether it be physical abuse, emotional abuse, or financial abuse. There have also been instances of neglect where elders aren't being taken care of properly, and also instances of what's called undue influence. People in positions of authority or in, you know, a trusting relationship with the elder who uses their relationship inappropriately. And
like to get something?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and those are the types of elder abuse that we are seeing. You know, elders, they have lived a long life to get to where they are. They've probably been through a lot, and they don't need to experience that. They need to be able to enjoy their lives and be able to rest peacefully and enjoy the days that they have.
Right.
So just encouraging everybody in the Delta listening to KYUK, if you see something, please say something. You could always report it to the local authorities, or you could also report it to Adult Protective Services.
Now, you don't happen to know the number of Adult Protective Services?
Why, yes, I do. If you just give me one moment, I will pull that up right now.
Well, go ahead and do that. Yes, so I think people don't realize, it's just to everyone, that there is elder abuse hotlines that you can call, and they have these hotlines nationwide in different states. So this is an issue that has been coming up more and more with our senior citizens.
Yes, and thank you for bringing that up. So the 1-800 number is 1-800-478-9996. Again, that's 1-800-478-9996. Or if there's an immediate threat, you could call the 911 emergency line. If it's a non-emergency, you could call the non-emergent line at 543-3781.
Okay, and I guess this works kind of like Child Protective Services in a way. If there's abuse, you can call OCS. And in the same way, if you're concerned about an elder, these are the numbers to call. And I'll put those up on the Facebook page for KYUK Talkline when I post the link to the recording.
Wonderful.
Today.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody has a great day fishing. Be safe. Wear your life jackets.
All right. Thank you so
Thank
much,
Thank you so
Nikki.
Much, and have a great weekend.
You're welcome. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
You too. Oh, okay. So next we have Devin from Chivac. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just want to publicly thank YKHC for helping me and for everything they do for everybody. They gave me my life back, and I can do the things I want to do, like go out walking and stuff like that. And I just want to publicly thank them for helping me.
That's so nice that you did that, to call in. I'm glad that you were helped and things are better for you.
Yep, and I just wanted to thank them for the services that they provide and the job that they have and the things that they do to help people. And doing God's work,
mm-hmm.
helping people, and it's a good day. Sometimes when I went out walking, I see things like different creatures, like I've seen glow-in-the-dark eyes. It kind of freaked me out. I had to go back to town.
Wow.
That was like a couple of years ago, but I don't know why I said that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you called, and I think it's great to share your gratitude on air like that, for all of us to appreciate. So thank you.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
You're welcome back.
All right. Good. Have a good day.
You too, everybody. God bless, okay?
All right.
Yep.
All right. Next, we're going to go to Wesley from Neboskiak. Hello, Wesley. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's good to hear you all get to fish 12 hours a day and two or three times a week now.
Yeah. Are you going out today yourself?
No, I don't fish.
Oh.
But, you know, after all those years of restrictions, I don't think nobody needs to complain right now.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. On the news, I heard if the bird die off again, thousands was the shore in Alaska shore.
Yes, that's right.
Well, one of the things I heard from the local fishermen here is since the fishing began and the total or the half of their catch had worms in it.
Huh. Now, what does that mean?
Even the fish were alive, they were rotting. And they had like black marks on their outside bodies.
Huh.
And half of them were, that's what I was told.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what's going on here, though.
Mm-hmm.
What I hear is they don't keep these fish that has worms and rotting on the outside body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, that's all. Good morning.
All right, thank you, Wesley.
Yeah, bye.
Goodbye. All right, there's just a few minutes left. If you want to squeeze in a quick call or an email, you can do that by calling 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also dial 800 from anywhere in the United States, 800-995-8954, and you can send an email to radio@kyuk.org. So I would imagine it's about 11:27, 3 minutes left, and people are probably packing up, getting ready, getting their boats going, and it looks like it's going to be a really nice day for fishing, and I hope that everyone gets the amount that they need for their families. Looks like we have a caller, Michael. Michael, welcome to Talkline from Bethel. You get the last few minutes, Michael. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is Fishing Game going to be distributing fish?
Is Fish and Game distributing fish? I think ONC.
Yeah, will they be doing that?
I think ONC has been doing that.
No, I remember those
fish bins.
Those tubs that used to be around the school area.
Right. I think ONC is doing that instead of putting them in the tubs.
I mean, well, anyways, have a nice day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Now, if anyone is wondering about those fish tubs, you should call Fish and Game or call ONC to make sure that I'm correct about that. But my understanding was that ONC or OTNC was taking over the distribution of what would normally be put into the tubs. So the KYUK 640 AM is going to be powering down to allow crews to work on AVEX wind energy project. So some outlying villages will not receive our radio signal during this time. The power down is expected to last until approximately July 2nd. So in the next few days, you may experience some difficulties with 640 AM while they work on the wind energy project. All right, everyone. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much. Lots of calls, and we really appreciate it. It really makes the show. And have a wonderful day. Express yourself. We'll be right back.
listening.